evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. And I'll tell you what. It's, I believe, the 26th day. Yeah, of July 2024. This is hot off the press from the last few days. And let's just say this. Monday and Tuesday, I believe there was a Texas Sheriff's Conference in Fort Worth. And Aquila Ammunition was there showing their wares, their ammunition. And he told certain people that there would be a gunpowder shortage hitting the United States by the end of the year. It will hit ammo manufacturers hard. Sounds like the Chi-Coms control a huge share of three certain nitrates needed for powder production, and they decided not to ship any of it our way. Now is the time for the remnant to be trained up, stocked up, and prayed up. Tell all the people that the time is short. God bless you, Hawk. Somebody sent that to me via the old secret message way. Yes. But there you go. Kill ammo. So what does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? The time is about up here. And consequently, I mean, it could be up because Romania fired on a Russian drone aircraft and knocked it out of the box. And now Romania is into the mix. And so that is a possibility. Now, we did see from what we were told last night that, Netanyahu went to see Trump in Florida. So he did fly out. But whether or not something starts in the Middle East, Trump did say today, or last evening, or whatever, it was on the news today, that we are closer to World War III than any time since World War II, when we were close to World War II. So consequently, it's just ducky that the wonderful Ray Ray from Saranac Lake, the boy from Saranac Lake, comes out in the testimony and says, well, we have a question whether Trump was actually hit by a bullet or a piece of shrapnel or a piece of glass. We're not really sure. So that's baloney gaboney. And the doctor's report said he was hit by a bullet at the hospital there in Butler. And then I guess the FBI, after they got raked over the coals, Ray Ray got raked over the coals this morning on Fox and other areas and on social media on different places, that they had to issue a statement this afternoon saying, well, whether it is from a bullet or a fragment of a bullet, President Trump was hit in the ear by this, and it came from the gun of the shooter. Well, no kidding. We saw it on TV, you jerks. Fiddle with boys internally. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. How can you trust them? And you remember McCabe? Remember McCabe and the Steele dossier and all of that bit? The FBI and all of that, they're the ones that went after Trump, right? So how can you trust the FBI? Don't ever trust the FBI. Don't ever trust them at all. Yeah, they got good agents, some of them down below, but I'm going to tell you, don't trust them. Don't say Jack Doodley squat. Because they are not on the side necessarily anymore of the American people or of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. Secret Service, how can you trust them? I told you about JFK. Oh, and incidentally, FBI. Who killed JFK? Oh, Oswald, you think so? What about the black dog man? What about the man on the grassy knoll behind the fence? I've been down there and looked at it all. Dow Tech building, you can see the guns come out. Multiple guns in the Texas School Book Depository building. County Records building. There was a Sabbath slug. There's all kind of stuff on top of those buildings there. They didn't have those covered, did they? And then as I told you when I was there back in 97, and I was sitting there and I walked down to Dealey Plaza, and there was Robert Grodin in the pergola, and Grodin was sitting in it because of just a little bit of a sprinkling of rain. And I went in there, I said, well, you're Robert Grodin. Yeah. And he was selling his books, and I started talking to him about him because about the different things, because the FBI agent, who was Oswald's buddy, supposedly, had moved to Kansas City, and I saw him speak one time years ago. So we talked about that, but then that is when I told you that there was a military group appeared outside in plain clothes, and we were inside, me and Grodin were inside the pergola, and he was selling his books and videotape and stuff, CD-ROM, or VCR, video tape. But anyway, the I can hear the officer out there saying, yeah, and we had a man up here in the Dow Techs, and we had two of them up here, and we had one behind the fence, blah, blah, blah. So I popped around the corner because they couldn't see me or Grodin. And I said to the officer, and he had about a dozen guys, maybe an A-team, maybe a stick, but it was probably special ops. And I said, well, hey, don't you have that all diagrammed on the sand table in the back lot of the concrete building at Bragg? And the big black, probably was a master sergeant or somebody, said, yeah, we do. It was like, yeah, we do. And so then the officer got real nervous. He said, well, let's get out of here. That guy's a crazy person. Let's get away from that. And then I told you that I saw the last guy who looked like he may have been a SEAL or something, a shorter, thinner, blonde-haired guy, looked like maybe what I would say would be probably a SEAL because he was just lean and mean. And he had a big smile on his face. And he had a surf shop kind of shirt on and stuff. And he gave me the Howley sign. He gave me the little finger and the thumb sign up and wiggled it like they do in Hawaii. Like I hit it right on the head. So that is an interesting thing that the Lord has just directed me to go to see. I've also seen UFOs on several occasions, by the way. One time in northern Missouri, we were driving west to east across that little nice two-lane road that takes you to Hannibal, Missouri. From the borderline to Hannibal, I looked over in a field, and there was an actual classic saucer, silver bug-like thing, I called it. And it was the one that would be an actual saucer-like shape, similar to the ones of the what they call the scout ships or the what have you. And it was flying right along in the field to my left. I was going eastbound. I was doing about 75, 80 mile an hour. Bright sunshine at a little early in the afternoon. And I look over there and there's the silver bug just tracing me, passing me. So I've had experiences like that, and I've had other ones too. Had other ones as well. I remember one time I was in the backyard, and I looked up and I saw like a triangular shape in the sky of the stars. Big triangular shaped starred thing, but I saw it move just slightly. So then I went and stood behind a great big tree in the backyard, and then I peeked around the corner and I saw that thing move in the star field, the triangular crab move in the star field, and then acquire the stars behind it again. And that was a verified incident where there was a TR-3 or something, a triangular craft that was over Kansas City on that day and timing. So I've seen this stuff, and the Lord has directed me to see it. And now I'll tell you what, I depend on the Lord for my salvation and for my protection, that's for sure. But this is a warning, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like the Red Chinese control a huge share of certain nitrates needed for powder production, and they've decided not to ship it our way in the United States. And this is a representative for Aquila Ammo talked to somebody, and he told them that there will be a gunpowder shortage hitting the United States by the end of this year, and it will hit ammo manufacturers hard. You ought to go out tonight and buy 1,000 rounds of whatever caliber you shoot, maybe another 2,000. You should take out a loan if you have to, or put it on your charge card, or whatever you got to do. I would also urge you to get long-term storage food, Mountain House, Mountain Air, Wise, whatever it is, for Patriots, whatever it might be. And then also water, water blocks, water, Alexa Pure, Birkfeld with the Cell Sun filters. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, when Netanyahu spoke too, I saw somebody sent me that they saw it on the X, and it's the senator that was the third or fourth down senator that was on the dais with the Speaker of the House of Representatives behind Netanyahu. And when he started to speak, Netanyahu, and turned to his side and left a little room, the senator rapidly put the sign of Moloch with his two horns and the finger in the middle, put the sign of Moloch down in front of him and pointed at Netanyahu. So that's the lefty senator, because Caramel, as some people are calling her, Caramel. The VP, Caramel, was not there along with 35 other demon rats. And like I say, I once was in a Democratic caucus. I used to sign up a lot of people. When the 18-year-old vote came along, I signed up buku people to vote. Didn't make any difference, you know, what party they chose, but I signed buku, lots of them. And so I was recognized for that. And then they were going to get me into, well, what law school do you want to go to? We'll get you in there and get you all set and all this. And then as soon as you graduate from that, very shortly, we'll make you the state representative. You'll take my spot. I'll take either the U.S. representative, or I'll be a senator or something. And bup, bup, bup. And I was being told that by the current representative from a certain district for the state. And then I watched them negotiate with various people, some of whom were the pastors of black churches. And I remember the guy, and I was allowed to hear all of it because I was in the caucus. I was considered one of the young boys coming up. And there was the guy there who held the strings, the purse strings for the assistance, you know, for the welfare assistance and that kind of stuff. His name was Charlie. And then somebody said, Charlie, this minister is here, have a certain list here of people they'd like to have help to get onto their, onto your rolls. Any problem with that? No, no problem with that at all. And then he said, would it be okay if we brought them a ham or a turkey at Thanksgiving or Christmas time as well, and made sure that they got one of those? And they said, oh, no, no, no. So I've seen this stuff from the inside out. And I don't know why I'm belaboring this, but I'll tell you, I shouldn't waste my breath on all this stuff, that if you're smart enough to know, which many people are not, is that this is a corrupt son of a gun political world, let me tell you. Corrupt political world. On the other hand, you see, on the other hand, another thing, Capital One Bank may be failing. Just to see what's going on there. I don't know. May or may not be. Somebody sent me something. Down detector. Shows Bank of America, Schwab, Chase, Discover all showing spikes on the down detector. So that means a lot of those things are down. And then they see that is probably still dealing with CrowdStrike. But then stocks were up. Oh, yeah, stocks were up again. But for the week, not up so much, but they're up a lot today. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting wild weasel. And you cannot trust this government. You cannot trust the FBI, the Secret Service anymore. But I'll tell you what, old Trump is going back to Butler, to that same place. He's going to have another rally there. And that's after they told him they're not, he shouldn't have any outdoor rallies again. But I'll tell you what, I guarantee you they'll have a counter sniper up on the water tower. And that'll be interesting to see what goes on and what happens. But I'm telling you, when they tell you you can't campaign the way you want to campaign, then they're interfering with a, or attempting to interfere with the presidential election. And all of Red China Joe Biden's 14 million people or 15 million or whatever that voted for him in the primaries, they just have to go fish. They lose their vote. Then Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama and the pillow chip and Hakeem Jeffries and the Schumer. When the Schumer hits the fan. Trump did say it today. He says, I don't understand how any Jewish people, after what the Caramel has said about, and I should just say Kamala, Kamala. Come on, come on, come on, come on, chameleon. What she said about Israel. And I mean, Trump was right. Israel needs to finish it quickly and get it done, because Hamas is the Iranian proxy. Hezbollah, Iranian proxy, and they still could go to war this weekend or any time. 80,000 Israeli citizens had to move from their homes. So just think of a town in your state that's 80,000 people, or most of the 100,000 population town. And they all had to move out and left their homes because they were getting fired upon with rockets and attack. So all of that is in there. And then, don't you know, we're back to Olympic trouble again, right? French high-speed trains, fires and stuff in the switchboxes and all the things along the track. On the fast trains, these are their fast trains that go north and south. And some of their fast trains go 150 miles an hour, but they don't disguise where the boxes are and all that kind of stuff. The control boxes and the signal boxes and all that. So somebody with knowledge of that has been burning them. Well, who do you think that might be? Probably Iran or Russia. Red China. North Korea. You got a North Korean some playing around in Kansas out here. Attacking hospitals and stuff in their computers. And all these people have come in. And it could be a jillion small little attacks, you see. They attack the local banks. They attack the local traffic lights, whatever it might be. And you got a situation where you better be prepared yourself. Let me go back to what this person sent me about the Aquila ammo rep telling him about the gunpowder. Because this is the right thing to say. God bless everybody. Where this man is from. Or is it a woman? Who knows? Who knows anymore? Because, you see, we don't want to divulge or talk about that. All right. Let's see what we got here. I'll tell you what. These computers anymore are goofy compared to what they do. They try to show you as many. Here's what it says. Now is the time for the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, to be trained up, stocked up, prayed up, and tell our people that the time is short. God bless you, brother. Thank you for that message. I had to read that again. That was well put. Well, well put. You know, you got Valerie Jarrett working for the Abomination of Desolation. She was a communist, an Iranian communist, working for Obama. And then is there any question who Obama used to work for and all that kind of stuff? Saul Alinsky in Chicago, he was an activist. If you've never seen Rules for Radicals, a pragmatic primer for realistic radicals, Saul D. Alinsky, you can learn a lot. I bought that book years ago, but I bought it. And it's a vintage books division of Random House. And Rules for Radicals, a practical primer for realistic radicals, Saul D. Alinsky. So anyway, he It's copyright, by the way, 1989. And he does a nice, interesting little thing here. Lest we forget, here's Saul Alinsky saying this. And this will give you an idea, allegedly, about the Abomination Desolation, who used to be involved with the Alinsky crowd and the people who worked in Chicago as organizers. Lest we forget, at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history, who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom. And this is what Saul Alinsky said, and he, of course, has dash Lucifer. So is there any question about Saul Alinsky and the lefties? And he's talking about Lucifer. He gives an acknowledgement to Lucifer. You'd better be looking at No Such Thing as Doomsday and Back to Basics and Dare to Prepare and all kind of different things. You want to understand it? You can understand it quite a bit. Brother Steve Quayle has terminated. The end of man is here. And incidentally, I want you, if you can tonight, let's just do it right now. Lord Jesus, I pray for Brother Steve Quayle. Pray with me, people out there. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help him to rehab his knee replacement, remove the pain, and remove the troubling pain of the physical therapy and the rehab, and restore his knee. Restore his knee. And I talked to Steve yesterday evening, and I just want to let you know that I told him I'm going to have you pray for him, because Steve doesn't always like to tell what's going on with him, and there's a reason for that too. But some people had better understand why Steve is just now getting back into the situation, because he's had an operation on the knee. Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Steve Quayle? Will you tell him and let him know that it is you knocking on the door, and he will recognize you, Lord, because you know him and he knows you. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you will put your touch on his knee and the rest of his body, and that you will uplift him and restore him back to more optimum health and walking and ability. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And the old sheriff of the stagecoach stop, and my old friend the farmer and his wife in Dunlap, Ohio, Dunlap, Iowa, and of their family. May Lord Jesus touch you all and restore you back to the most optimum health possible. And to the Nunamakers. Lord Jesus, we go to the Nunamakers, because Debbie has got the broken wrist and arm. Will you knit those bones together, Lord Jesus? Will you touch her right now? Will you touch her right now so you can feel your power and glory in the arm? And oh, I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus. That's the Nunamakers, and they are at Nunemaker, Dave and Debbie. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And that will help to provide stuff for our good Montagnard friends who have the various villages in the mountains of Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, and down the hill into Myanmar or the old Burma or the Shan states of China. But that will get you in good with the Lord, because these people are on fire for Jesus over there. And they will have Bibles and songbooks in their own village dialect. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Or just say Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Yerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And Lord Jesus, also with respect to a broken wrist or arm, Lady J in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge, because she roams all through them. Smokies and the Blue Ridge. Lord Jesus, will you touch Lady J? Will you knit her bones? Will you give her the feeling and let her know that you are touching her at this time, and that you can restore the bones back to health and strength? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. And the Jarhead. And all the different people. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you remove this cancer from me right now, Lord. I pray you remove this cancer from me and allow me to breathe properly. And yes, I sound good because you have preserved my voice, Lord Jesus. But I cannot walk 5 or 6 paces without having to deep breathe, even with oxygen in my nose, an oxygen machine on. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would rehab my cellular structure where you remove the cancer, restore it in the bodily organs that are affected, Lord. Lungs, bronchial, lymph nodes, liver, bone. At the time of diagnosis, stage 4. I didn't grow into this, ladies and gentlemen. It just like, boom, there it is. Who knows? Satellite directed, perhaps? Generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. And you just think about all the things that old Hawk has told you and Brother Quayle has told you all over the years. And I guarantee you, when you're effective, you get zapped. When you're effective for the Lord and you're effective at really telling the truth about what's going on, bingo, there it is. To my good buddy in Hampton, Iowa as well, and to those in the Uper, California, God bless you all. Amarillo by morning. And to all the good people throughout Texas, Alabama, the Brotherhood of the Kudzu. Yes, yes, yes. Missouri. Kansas, the old Ironside Shooters. Western Kansas. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Freehold, New Jersey. The Buffalo Gals. God bless you all. Because I'll tell you what. Here we go. Here we get ready to go. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between are caused by the aged tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall evoke or provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. This is Albert Pike saying this, not me. Whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction. Anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, Pike says, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So you see, this thing right here was written in 1871, Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of European Freemasonry, Mazzini, and the head of Worldwide Freemasonry, Albert Pike, who was a Civil War general from Arkansas. And if you ever go to Eureka Springs sometime, you sit on the back porch of that big old hotel that is haunted, allegedly. The big hotel out, the real nicer one. And you just look at the people behind the desk and look at the people in the different things and watch them. And you watch the aura around them and you'll see darkness. But if you go out on that back patio, in my opinion, hey, allegedly. But I know what I felt down there when I was looking at it. And you look on the, there's a telescope that you can look up on the hill. Quite interesting, look up on a hill. And if you look upon that hill, there is, in a green area up there, there is a, like a Greek garden type of a thing, or a Luciferian kind of weird pagan deal, but it's like clear across the valley. You can look at that. And then if you look at the imprints and stuff in the fireplace just inside the big room, the big great room there, and the big fireplace. And if you read some of the things on the fireplace, you'll start to get it. And then if you just look around and pay attention to the people, and you'll be most interested to see certain things. And then when I came out, I had the whole feeling that I was in a a witchcraft Luciferian kind of a deal, in my opinion. And as we left and went to the parking lot to get out of there, didn't stay there. Just wanted to go to see it because it was one of the places in Eureka Springs, allegedly, that you needed to go to see. And as I went down the drive, went out to turn to go back down the hill, downtown Eureka Springs, I looked out across the street as I was getting ready to turn and pull out. I stopped for a moment at the drive there, and there was a woman in a black dress and a black witch's hat, and her young daughter was with her, and they were gardening, but the woman was in a witch's hat, and the girl had a witch's hat on as well. So I'm just telling you, I don't know. You evaluate that for yourself if you're ever there. But this stuff exists, and it's real and true. Real and true. Real and true. And you can contact Brother Steve Quayle at his office. Whether or not he's in there right now or not, probably not, because he's been doing stuff from his home rather than at his office as he's gotten out of the hospital. But you can call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and I would urge you to get and order up some gold and silver for yourself. I would urge you to do that if you can, because if the banks start to go, if the satellites get knocked out in a World War III, you're going to have something for a currency type item. I could also recommend 22 long rifle shells. Nice currency. And, but I think you ought to have some silver dimes, quarters, 50-cent pieces, silver dollars. U.S. 90% silver is always good. You know, the dimes may be worth, you might be able to, with a dime, you may be able to get a gallon of gasoline or even more at some point. But you can also get silver ounces, bigger piece of silver. Get a little bit of gold, a little platinum, palladium. But contact Brother Quayle or Tyler, his son, or Daryl, his capable manager, whoever answers the phone. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And while you're at it, I would get the new video on demand that's come up August 1. That'll be here before you know it. Or August 15th, you can order you can be sent the actual video itself. And tremendous, tremendous quality. Oh, yeah, now somebody has sent me. They said that, I think I know who this person is that Nostradamus talked about as a great leader who dies in civil war, world disaster. He said the name Mabus, but as I read this, I know it is not Mabus, it's MAGA. No, it ain't, it's Mabus. And that means when Trump dies, that there will be World War III. It also states that when the comet will run, see the screen shot info I sent along. I've seen the screenshots before, Mr. S, and I don't agree with you on Mabus and Magus. And MAGA. Not at all. Because if you know, if you look up, there is a Mabus, there was a Mabus in government, actually. And if you wanted to know on that kind of a thing, predictions of the future like that, and I'm not saying either one is valid. I just don't believe Mabus is Trump. The Webbots, according to Cliff Ive, stated that Trump will be inaugurated. Interesting, isn't it? But that's the Webbots. I don't know that. But then you have to say, if you don't know it, we'll wait and see. And when you say we'll wait and see, then you'll have to wait and see. But I like to prefer to sort of try to predict with percentages, incremental percentages of accuracy, if possible, based on previous experience, based on knowledge of what's going on and other things, and trying to draw it in and to make a predictable type of an experience to at least get ahead of the game. To get ahead of the game rather than have to wait and see and when you get there. So anyway, take advantage of all the supplies that you can get. Food, water purification equipment, extra filters, Birkfelds, Pure, P-U-R, or Alexa Pure filters. Birkfeld has the Celsin, which is the ceramic and the carbon. K-9 has ceramic impregnated with the silver and the carbon filters. You can get a K-9 Combi as a nice portable filter. There are other filtration systems. There's Aquarains. There's all kind of different stuff. Get whatever you can, and then you also better have a nice pot to boil water in as well. Strain it through the old T-shirt first a couple times, back and forth, and then put it in the pot and boil it. Because water needs to be utilized to reconstitute long-term storage food, like to freeze, dry it, or dehydrate it. You got to have a sufficient number of gallons of water to reconstitute the various long-term storage food. So make sure that you understand that and govern that at will. Govern that at will, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know exactly when or who or what, but I do know what Lord Jesus has to say. And if you read the Matthew 24 and the Luke 21, if you read that and you read Matthew 25, which is the prescription or the antidote, which is basically preparation, having lamp and the lamp oil. And here I just turn to something right here. And I just it's out of Romans chapter 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art, that judgest, or wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. So, ladies and gentlemen, be that as it may, that's why I like to read the scriptures and try to not paraphrase them. And I'd also like to pray for Johnny tonight, Brother Johnny, old Johnny. Pray for Brother Johnny and that the operation he's had and others he will have. Lord Jesus, will you touch Johnny, and you know who he is. Will you touch Johnny out there, Lord? And will you restore him back to optimum health and heal up the surgical wounds and all of the things? Pray ye that your flight not be in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. This is out of Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. That's what the Lord Jesus has to say. And then read Matthew 25 after that. Read Matthew 25 after that. And I suggest you go out tonight, this weekend, and you buy food as quickly as you possibly can. I'll tell you what, any more beef stew, chunky soup. I'll tell you what, you get a good potato soup. Tremendous. But you can also get other good things. Chunky sirloin burger, Progresso. Get a Progresso, you know, chicken and noodles. Tremendous. All kind of stuff. Beef barley, one of my favorite soups. Tremendous taste. But any of the chunky Progresso soups, the Denny Moore beef stews. But I would also tell you to get you some Franco-Americans. You know, get you some SpaghettiOs or Chef Boyardee. Spaghetti and meatballs, lasagna, whatever it might be. Canned corn, canned green beans, mixed vegetables. This is not the most pure food, but on the side of it, it lists all the RDA, all of the vitamins, minerals, herbs, etc., all the ingredients and their percentages of it, what your daily requirement would be. And then on top, it has the date. And I talked to you again last night about the date. I'm going to tell you again, because at the Y2K, I asked one of the high-up reps back then, that's been a long time ago, from Alan Canning. I'm sure he's not there anymore. Alan Canning Company, which cans a lot of vegetables for high-end or higher-quality vegetables for restaurants, okay, and institutions. And there are different grades of vegetables. But they also make some cans in the regular grocery store that are smaller cans for you, the consumer. But I asked him about the dates. And he said, the date that is on these cans is not the date where they are dropped dead and you have to destroy them because they're no good anymore. Not at all. But he said what they are is that the date that they can, as a canning company, allegedly guarantee 100% of the contents of the list of the vitamins, minerals, ingredients, and stuff on the back, and their percentages of the daily amount that you need or require, that date is the date that they can guarantee those contents for 100%. Now, the next day after that date's up, it might still be 100%. It might be 99%. And then if you open any can, if you don't hear the pop or you don't get the compression where it releases, or if you see black or brown or, you know, or Gunga Din's, you know, bad breath, you know what I'm saying, blackish or grayish junk in there or contamination, or if it smells bad, then throw the thing away. Don't eat it. But if you don't get any of that, and if you get everything and it looks good and smells good and what have you, put it in the gumbo pot or the chili pot and turn up the heat and heat it up to a slow boil and kill you any of the germs that might be in there. But, I mean, that's always what I do, whether the soup is still in date or not. But that is the key on these canned goods, according to what I was told by a high-level person at Allen Canning, noted for canning the big cans for restaurants of even higher quality, you know, vegetables and different things. But don't skip the fruit. Get you mixed fruit or get you applesauce is always great. Or peaches or whatever it might be, pears. But don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You had better get ammunition is by the buku load. If what you're talking about and what I was told tonight is true, and I don't doubt it, because it was Aquila allegedly at the conference of the Sheriff's Association in Fort Worth, Texas. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows if you can against the enemies of the Bill of Rights Americans and the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And if you're going to be involved in the World War III or in any of the upcoming wars, use that and strike judiciously from above in space. You're welcome. Bending orange, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, baby. Keep your eye on the optics and squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk it. Little L, road and track. You say hi to Tiger T and your mama. And just know that the Lord Jesus protects you against all evil. And God bless you in your Muay Thai and ninja ways. But have Daddy show you how to shoot the .22 at the target or the BB gun, just at times like this. Good night.